This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Education Ministry has constituted a high-level committee of experts to ensure the transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations by the National Testing Agency, NTA. The seven-member committee, chaired by former ISRO chairman Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, has been tasked with recommending reforms in the examination process of NTA to enhance efficiency and prevent breaches, improve data security protocols and review the structure and functioning of the agency. It comes after a few irregularities came to the government's notice with regard to the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate 2024 examination for admission to medical programs, which is conducted by the NTA. After the constitution of the committee, Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan said, students' interests and their bright future will always be the government's top priority. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said the government is committed to transparent, tamper-free and zero-error examinations. He said the setting up of the high-level committee of experts is the first in a series of steps to improve the efficiency of the examination process, put an end to all possible malpractices, strengthen data security protocols, and overhaul and reform the NTA. India and Bangladesh today shared a vision for the future to enhance connectivity, commerce and collaboration for the prosperity of both nations. The vision document highlights India's Viksit Bharat Vision 2047 and Bangladesh's Smart Bangladesh Vision 2041. These documents were exchanged between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina following bilateral talks by the two leaders in New Delhi today. Briefing the media this evening, Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said leaders of the two sides also agreed to intensify engagement on counter-terrorism, counter-radicalization and peaceful management of the long land border between the two countries. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the centre's support to states and union territories through timely tax devolution, finance commission grants and GST compensation arrears is aimed at boosting their growth. Chairing pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of states and union territories ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25 in the national capital, Ms. Sitharaman also encouraged them to take advantage of the centre's scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha performed the Pratham Puja to mark the ceremonial commencement of the annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra through video conferencing today. Interacting with the media, the Lieutenant Governor spoke about significant enhancements in essential facilities, infrastructure and security, emphasizing that the government is taking every possible measure to ensure the Yatra is smooth, safe and hassle-free. This year, the annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra will start from the 29th of June. In Maharashtra, four college students from Mumbai lost their lives due to drowning in the Dharavi River in the nearby Raigarh district. The incident took place last evening when a group of students went on a trip to Sondai Fort in Raigarh district and then went to Dharavi River at Pokharwadi near Sondewadi village for a swim. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin on Monday. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartruhari Mehtab, who has been appointed as pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has expressed gratitude for India's financial support that helped the island nation survive two tough years of economic crisis. Addressing the 31st All India Partners Meet in Colombo, Mr. Wickremesinghe emphasized his commitment to maintaining a strong partnership with India. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning will occur over Gujarat, Maharashtra, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry during the next 4 days. IMD added that heat wave conditions are likely over parts of West Uttar Pradesh until the 24th of this month. In cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in their second Super 8's clash of men's T20 World Cup this evening in Antigua. In their first Super 8 clash, India defeated Afghanistan by 47 runs in Barbados. Bangladesh, on the other hand, suffered a 28-run defeat through DLS method against the formidable Australians yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.